Airbnb.
I hosted on Airbnb 9 years ago for the first time, but I'm doing it again this year because I got a trip to France in the summer and a trip to the tropics over Christmas.
All right, Jack, besides those humble brags, both of those trips, what are you going to do with your place, man? What are you doing with it?
For both of those trips, I'm putting my place on Airbnb.
Because now there's an obvious benefit to hosting on Airbnb. It's financial.
I'm putting the money from my Airbnb revenue towards my plane tickets for both of those flights.
All right, so it's incredible. Instead of your place just sitting empty while you're on vacation, you're going to earn a little extra money while you're away. It's a win-win.
Truly. And setting my schedule as a host on Airbnb is so convenient. Airbnb has easy-to-use features that allow me to update my calendar, so I host exactly when I want to host.
Yeah, Eddie's, if you live somewhere you already have an Airbnb, Airbnb it.
Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Tuesday, August 4th.
Snackers, good news. Stock markets jumped.
They jumped. Not bad.
Also, Nick, good news. Your face looks a lot better than before. Did you get a haircut?
I appreciate it. I did. Vacation haircut. And once again, Jack, didn't go with bangs.
I would love to see a picture of you with bangs.
I'm trying to do what I can.
I gotta say though, nice dimples, because a lot of facial features of your face have been hidden by your wild mane.
Honestly, half of me has been shrouded like Jumanji since February.
Let's get to our stories, because this is the best one yet.
TBOY, Jack, first story, what do we got?
TikTok. On Friday, TikTok got banned. Then it got unbanned.
Not bad.
Then Microsoft could not acquire it. Now Trump is open to Microsoft acquiring it.
We're looking at the unprecedented TikTok saga that went on over a weekend and a possible Microsoft future.
For our second story, the struggle is real for San Francisco-based Levi's Jeans during COVID-19.
Your new going-out clothes involve elastic waistbands, so we're interested in Levi's new survival plan.
For our third and final story, my profit puppy, River, is obsessed with chicken.
Other white meat.
But Tyson Chicken knows everyone else is unimpressed by it.
So is Tyson's leadership. So the meat company is hiring a Google tech guy. Bold move.
The meat company is hiring a Google tech guy.
We'll see if it works out for them, Cotton. But Jack, happy T-Boy Tuesday to you.
Thank you, Nick. In honor of T-Boy Tuesday, the chocolate chip in your go-to chocolate chip cookie...
Know it well.
...is broken.
It's broken. Snackers, it's outdated. And apparently, we didn't realize this, but apparently chocolate chips need to be disrupted.
You know that funny teardrop shape with the little wave that like tips over at the top?
I know it well. I feel like that's every third grader's Halloween costume.
It wasn't shaped like that intentionally.
No.
It was shaped like that as a result of equipment limitations 100 years ago when the chocolate chip was created.
When we hear that, we think of the old Apple ads. You got to think different when it comes to the chips.
Yeah, pretty sure we don't have equipment limitations anymore. So an engineer at Tesla has redesigned chocolate chips using modern technology.
The goal, liberate the chip from its engineering confines.
So this guy put his like 3 Stanford PhDs to work.
He got round up.
And he invented a cutting edge, technologically advanced chocolate chip shape that is just superior in shape, deliciousness, and everything else.
Jack and I wish we could have jumped in snack style. We couldn't, but we noticed it's got 2 thick edges for textual flavor.
And 2 thin edges for freaky surface layer.
It kind of looks like a stocky pyramid imitating a squished diamond.
Anybody who's seen Avatar knows that jerk CEO showing the sample of unobtainium. That's what this thing looks like.
By the way, the engineer sold that design for the new chocolate chip to a San Francisco chocolate maker.
And the engineer's hours on that side hustle is probably why Tesla's Model Y was so delayed.
Definitely. Let's hit our 3 stories.
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. The snacks about the hair ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, /SIPC.
For our first story, here's a story we have literally never covered before. A major and popular U.S. product is getting banned.
That's right. TikTok will be gone in 45 days unless Microsoft acquires it.
Yeah. Jack, this feels like the plot twist in like three different HBO shows I'm watching right now.
It does. Also, are they going to insert like a Bing search bar at the top of the TikTok app?
Jack, can we finally introduce Gen Z to Clippy, that like kind of freaky, nightmarish Microsoft paperclip thing?
Hey there, TikToker. You know, an Oxford comma would be perfect in this TikTok.
Now, the president, Snackers, he can't just ban a company.
No. If he could, we would have already seen Ben and Jerry's get banned a while ago.
Yeah. You don't need to be like a constitutional scholar to know that one. But the president is commander-in-chief and does have like a bunch of vast, somewhat ambiguous power when it comes to foreign policy.
Which brings us to CFIUS.
CFIUS.
We're talking the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States.
The old CFIUS.
Their jurisdiction is any company operating in the United States that has foreign ownership.
And the Trump administration as a whole says that TikTok is feeding data directly to the Chinese Communist Party.
So Friday, Trump ordered his Treasury Department to ban TikTok in the United States.
No joke, Friday night, Jack and I just finished recording. We pop open our go-to like cranberry-flavored sparkling polar seltzers. And then things just went downhill from there.
But that wasn't the end of the story, and we figured it wasn't the end of the story.
No.
That's why we're waiting for today to cover this developing saga.
Sunday morning, we wake up, brunch happens, and what else happens? The Microsoft CEO says, hey, I want to get involved in this.
They're like, whoa. If you're worried about China with TikTok, we will happily adopt TikTok for you and make it an American child app.
So then the Trump administration puts down its pancakes and says, we're listening.
They want to ban TikTok because of the threat, but they're also heading into a presidential election, and President Trump is not keen to bum out 100 million TikTokers by banning their go-to app.
Yeah, that's pretty big, and most TikTokers probably can't vote at their age right now, but they can get very loud.
So here's the deal. Microsoft has 45 days to propose an acquisition of TikTok's U.S. operations that will satisfy the Trump administration.
And there are going to be a couple requirements in here. For example, it must like completely sever ties with China if TikTok's going to survive.
And they're not going to get TikTok for free.
No.
Microsoft will probably have to pay somewhere around $50 billion to the existing owner, which is China's company called ByteDance.
Which brings us to Monday, where we learned that there are basically 45 days for this company to make a deal.
45 days to make a deal.
It basically sounds like something that'd be on TBS.
Oh, meantime, if you want to use TikTok, it still works for 45 days, then we'll see.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at TikTok?
TikTok is a transformative acquisition, but Microsoft isn't the ideal acquirer.
Jack, I am checking our show notes here. And last week, didn't we say that Congress just finished saying that big tech was too big?
Yep, let me Apple F this thing. Big tech, too big, Congress, done.
And Jack, didn't Microsoft not do a great job acquiring Skype and Nokia?
Yeah, it pretty much killed them after acquiring them by accident.
So Microsoft acquiring TikTok would kind of be like giving your great uncle Steve keys to a Tesla. He's probably not going to use the self-driving mode.
Microsoft is a great company, but they're not that good with like young, cutting-edge consumer tech.
Not exactly. Adding TikTok to any company would actually be like an epic thing.
Think about it. Right away, you will compete with Google's YouTube and Facebook's Instagram for the future of social media dominance.
Microsoft could do that, and it's had, like Jack and I are looking at this, it's had some consumer success before.
Right. It failed massively with Skype and Nokia. We already said that.
Yep.
But LinkedIn got acquired by Microsoft, is still usable.
Still usable.
And Xbox doesn't just feel like a Microsoft Windows PC, which is a good thing.
Jack, have we lowered our standards if we're saying something is still usable?
Yeah, we are. But Microsoft is already one of the big tech companies that Congress is so scared about.
It's number 3 by market cap, and this would only make it bigger.
Over the next 45 days, we would love to see another company come in and offer to acquire TikTok.
What about Snapchat or Disney or Verizon? They could all get involved.
Then we could solve our concerns about China's security and alleviate big tech's dominance over all of us.
For our second story, Levi's stock is down 40% this year.
So the CEO is taking their five-year roadmap and condensing it into 5 months, because this is an emergency.
Honey, I shrunk the roadmap. Now, snackers, if you thought like khakis sales were suffering right now, denim sales are frayed.
Not talking like the faux fray that makes you want to pay more for those jeans because they're torn.
You got a little bit of acid, a little bit of this.
We're talking like run over by a lawnmower, afraid.
Levi sales are down 62% over the last 3 months.
And with no sign COVID's ending soon, denim sales problems will persist.
Full disclosure here, I do not wear jeans. They give me the chills, which is uncomfortable.
Full disclosure, Nick's not qualified to talk about any like jean wearing feelings in this story.
If you've got a picture of me in jeans, I will pay for that picture.
TMZ will pay more for that picture.
Now, Levi's CEO, just in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Jack and I thought was pretty interesting.
He gave us the fashion playbook that's for Levi's, but it's kind of for all of fashion for the rest of 2020.
So Jack and I jumped in snack style, checked out this playbook. We're summing it up for you, and we're calling it the little bit of everything strategy, because that's what this is.
Little bit of curbside pickup, little bit of selling more online, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, that's all the like regular stuff. Everyone's doing those things. Your mom is doing those things.
We were more interested in the everything part of Levi's strategy.
We noticed that Levi's is getting extremely creative with what they're doing.
Now, since stores are closed, you might be sick and tired of waiting for Levi's like 7-day delivery.
Boom, Levi's hooked up with Uber. They're doing same-day delivery with Uber in the United States now.
Uber's not delivering people.
No, they're not.
But it can deliver a pair of like boyfriend fit or mom jeans in the back seat.
Also, people are buying so much online that they're actually switching up their styles like every month as opposed to every year because they got all this data.
And right now, jeans are more sweatpantsy.
Yep.
They're looking for comfort, like 90s style, low rise, relaxed fit.
We're going back to 96, kind of the JNCO days.
Another COVID issue? Are you 34-30 or 33-32? You can't try out in the fitting room anymore.
Or are you the dreaded 33 and a half? No one knows what to do.
We've all suffered the humiliation of not getting the jeans past your hips and doing that awkward like penguin jumping thing.
Yeah, Jack pulled a hammy. You don't have these problems in stretch khakis. I just want to say that.
That's why Levi's just launched a virtual concierge program to connect you with the store associate, find the right fit of jeans, even if you can't try them on.
If you're talking with a store associate online, then they're probably going to press you into the purchase. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Levi's?
Physical stores let you survive without selling your soul to Amazon.
Snacker, surprising quote from the CEO of Levi's here. Stores are still a critical piece of the shopping experience.
Levi's just confirmed they're planning to open 70 new stores by the end of this year.
70 this year, actual physical thing stores.
Sounds like the wrong move in the era of COVID, but they're adding stores, not shutting them down.
One reason why these physical stores still help in COVID-19 is because of e-commerce.
1/3 of all the online sales delivered by Levi's are actually shipped from the physical stores that are spread out about the country.
Yeah, not big expensive like facilities outside the cities. Now, Levi's can't offer same day delivery without their own physical stores now.
Levi's could offer same day by going through Amazon.
True.
But that would be a death sentence for their brand.
So the CEO also says that sizes won't matter by 2030 because body scanners will literally tailor jeans to like every little shape and contour of you.
This is a pretty exciting thing, but you'll need a physical store for body scanners to give Nick like size Nick. So we can finally wear jeans for the first time.
Every nook of cranny of Nick. Now, physical stores are required to survive without Amazon, and they're the differentiator to Amazon. For our third and final story, Tyson Foods is an old school company that turns animals into packaged food.
And shockingly, they just hired one of Google's techiest Googlers as the new CEO.
Jack, Tyson Foods, founded 1935 in Springdale, Arkansas, the fourth largest city in Arkansas.
They have a great county fair in Springdale, Arkansas. Now, it's a publicly traded stock, Tyson Foods, and they're the biggest meat company in the United States.
Yeah, ticker symbol here, they kind of went basic. They went simple. They went TSN. It's actually very chickeny.
We wish they would have done W-I-N-G, wing, or T-H-I, thigh.
Yeah, they could have done N-O-M, nom. They could have done B-O-N-E, bone. There were so many options.
The thing about Tyson Foods, from 1935 when they were founded to 2016, the meat industry experienced
this much change.
We're doing, by the way, everyone who can't see, Jack is doing a nothing. He's basically doing nothing.
Now, since 2016, Nick, it's experienced this much change.
He's spread his arms very wide right now. This is like a lift's worth of change.
Snackers, Tyson Foods is looking at the food menus out there. Gluten-free vegan cheeseburger?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Now a thing. KFC is doing 3D printed fried chicken, which we got to assume is probably better for you than the regular fried chicken.
McDonald's has a plant-based Happy Meal.
Yeah.
Which the Tyson execs think is an oxymoron.
Now, if you do the old ancestry DNA test of like Tyson Foods, it's coming back 100% Tyson.
100% Tyson Foods. They've had the same CEO, a Tyson guy, for the past 37 years. Now, the CEO's boss is the chairman of the board, John H. Tyson,
yep.
Who is also the grandson to John W. Tyson,
uh-huh.
The founder of Tyson Foods.
And he celebrates Thanksgiving with John R. Tyson, who's John H.'s son, the chief sustainability officer.
Investors are looking at the ingredient label of Tyson Foods and thinking,
yeah.
There's too much Tyson in here.
We're going to need some new blood over at Tyson.
Understandable, because Tyson stock is down 30% since COVID outbreak began.
Yep, it's at the same point it was back in 2016. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Tyson?
Tyson just made the boldest, most different CEO hire we've ever seen.
Snackers, there will be no poultry passionate John Tyson IV taking over at Tyson.
They just hired a guy named Dean Banks.
Great name.
And his experience shows where Tyson Foods wants to go.
Also sounds like a fake name. And his background is all about this. Googly challenges. That's what Dean Banks does.
Banks was formerly an executive at Google's X Laboratories division.
Yes.
Which is where they work on Save the World moonshot products like internet hot air balloons.
So when Tyson's asking, how do we feed 7 billion people in a world of shrinking resources? They're passing that memo on to Dean.
Dean also has experience in robotics because he was a venture capital investor, knows how to make some tech investments.
Well, Tyson wants to lower costs by having machines split out like the chicken fibula from the tibula, and this is the kind of thing he knows how to do.
Second category, robotics. Banks was a venture capital investor who knows how to make techie investments.
Yeah, and it turns out chronic COVID outbreaks in meat factories have been causing many a shutdown.
Healthcare, third big area for Tyson. Banks was the CEO of a biotech company before Google, so he knows how to kill a virus or two.
CMO, not chief marketing officer, medical.
Googly challenges, robotics, healthcare. These are the questions Tyson needs to answer if a guy named John Tyson VII will still see something called Tyson Foods.
Jack, can you whip up the denim-free takeaways for us over there?
TikTok will either get acquired or will be banned by September 15th.
It's probably going to Microsoft, which would just make big tech even bigger tech.
Second story, COVID is a major crisis for Levi's jeans.
So the CEO is doubling down on everything, including physical stores.
For our third and final story, Tyson Foods just promoted an outsider to CEO for the first time ever.
He's bringing a resume of tech, health, and automation expertise that Tyson desperately needs. Now, time for our snack fact today. This one sent in by Billy Kushner on lovely Mastic Beach, Long Island.
Billy's actually looking a little further out on Long Island.
Yeah.
Because Montauk is where the highest grossing 7-Eleven in America is.
Yes.
Beating out the other 7,800 7-Elevens in America.
Now, according to our buddy Timmy, who, according to his LinkedIn, is the king of Montauk, these statistics are both correct, accurate, and he's a contributor to them.
And get this, it's not just Montauk. There's something about Suffolk County. The four most lucrative 7-Elevens are all in Suffolk County, Long Island, New York.
East Patchogue, Southampton, Farmingville. You follow this whole list. Just fantastic public school system. I think that's what the parents say.
Fantastic public school systems, fantastic beaches, and great twisted iced teas at 7-Eleven.
Baston runs on Dunkin'. Long Island lives on Levin.
Now, before we head out, quick happy birthday to Marcelo from Brooklyn.
And Sanu from Nepal.
And Maria Vitali from Stillwater, Minnesota.
And happy birthday to Abed, who's turning 31 in Dhaka, Bangladesh.
Morita just turned 30 in Washington, D.C.
Then the old 3-for-1 in L.A. Happy birthday, Rebecca, Danny, and Paolo.
Last but not least, Andrew Hargist from Maryland. Happy birthday.
Snackers, when you're seeing your friends, when you're chatting with anyone, ask them HYHYSD.
Have you had your snacks daily on Long Island? We'll see you tomorrow.
If you know, you know.
This is Jack Island Stock of Amazon.
The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts, who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC, and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only, is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.